So we can begin. Thank you for coming. We're going to talk about securing the internal control plane. And I am Antonis. I work at Cisco for the past 8 months. This is some work that I've been doing personally for many years now for my own network. And let's talk a little bit about the problem that we have. And I've seen this problem in enterprise networks, like especially if they're large enough and complex enough, you start using eBGP internally. So you have private AESs and you speak eBGP to all of your routers. Maybe you use some route reflectors. And that's how you glue the network together, especially if you use VPNs, so things like OSPF are more tricky to get working. Eventually, it's very common to rely on BGP. And, you know, this doesn't matter. Like, these AESs can be different racks that you have in your network. It can be different branches you have around the country. Whatever these AESs mean to you, you usually have a setup that looks like this. And, of course, every AES that you have has its own prefixes. In this case, if they are branches, they have, you know, the Wi-Fi prefix and the guest prefix and all of that. But this also applies to provider networks. I've seen provider networks in the wild that use eBGP internally with private AESs. And this is something that basically applies to them as well. So I run my own AES. It is AS4601. And I've been using that for several years now. And all of this that we're going to talk about today has been applied there. I had the problem that I'm about to describe, and I'm going to tell you how I solved it and all of the operational experience that I got out of it. So let's talk about how routing is done. And first of all, there is no IBGP, no route reflectors anywhere in the network. All of the sessions are eBGP sessions. So it's very similar to the thing we described earlier. The only difference is that I'm using BGP confederations. That's a feature where you can use your public AES for all of your routers. And then internally, you can split it into private AESs. And they have one for every router. So every machine I have has its own private AES. And each router acts independently. It does not rely on other routers or route reflectors to make decisions for it. It has its own RIB, and it makes its own decisions. And if we want these routers to collaborate, I use large communities. For example, if I have an IXP root server session, I tag it with specific communities. So then a router further, like, you know, maybe in another country, can make decisions whether this prefix was learned from peering or transit. These communities are informative. And it's multi-vendor because it's something I do as a hobby. I pay for it myself. I did not go to a vendor and get, you know, the latest and greatest hardware. It started with whatever used hardware I could find. And now I'm slowly, as I replace the hardware, the changing, I'm moving to a Linux-based routing with Debian and BERT2 as the routing daemon, and with kernel routing or VPP. Right now, it's not a huge network or a large one. It's around 20 core, like IP routers that have full tables. And